Hello and welcome to the Life You Love blog. I'm Samantha and I'm the creative mind behind the blog. Today I want to talk to you about bedtime routines and sleep hygiene. The reason I really want to talk about this with you today is because we've all been told or we've all read somewhere that having routines is super important for you. And we all know that sleep is super important. But really, we kind of don't really know why, and some of us don't know how to even make those sleep routines that will work for us. So first, I just want to go over what sleep hygiene actually is. And basically, sleep hygiene is just all of the things that you do throughout the day that affect your sleep at night. So for example, this could include exercise, sunlight, caffeine, room temperature, and different routines that you have. They can affect your sleep negatively or positively. So for example, one thing that I didn't know that I recently learned is that going outside in the sun between 6 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. can actually improve your sleep at night. It sounds kind of counterintuitive because it's so early and it's light, but for some reason this actually activates your circadian rhythm and it helps you sleep better that night. There's also research that I found that says that just 10 minutes of aerobic exercise per day can improve your sleep. Of course, this is kind of different for some people. Some people can exercise at night and go right to sleep afterwards and sleep like a baby. And some people, if they exercise right before they go to sleep, they toss and turn all night. So really, a lot of sleep hygiene and a lot of bedtime routines includes just figuring out what is best for you and what works best for your body. Another thing that we all kind of know, we've always been told, is that you should avoid taking naps or drinking caffeine, especially later in the day, because this can really disrupt your sleep. So when it comes to your bedroom, which is a huge, huge piece of sleep hygiene, it's important that your bedroom is comfortable and relaxing in every way that you can make it comfortable and relaxing. So you're supposed to only associate your bedroom with calmness, sleep, and intimacy. That means you should try to eliminate any habits or items in your bedroom that might decrease your sleep, decrease your quality of sleep, increase stress, basically anything that could have a negative impact on your sleep routines. You should also use your bedroom to kind of associate bedtime by making a bedtime routine that kind of takes place mostly in your bedroom. Your body and brain love routines. They prefer routines at specific times of the day because we already have a natural routine when it comes to being asleep or awake. And that's the circadian rhythm. It's actually linked to a lot of health benefits or problems. It's been linked to obesity, depression, insomnia, and so much more. I'm not going to go into it because I don't know the exact science behind it, but it is an interesting topic to research if you want to know more. And one thing that I have really struggled with is my circadian rhythm in a way, because I don't always wake up and go to sleep at the same time, which is a huge part of that circadian rhythm and a huge part of your sleep hygiene. So that's something I'm really working on improving. If you don't have a routine right now for nighttime, but you want to make one, just try to think of the things that you need to get done at night and the things that you want to do that make you feel relaxed that won't disrupt your sleep. So keep in mind, you don't have to stick to the routine exactly. So if you're 10 minutes later one night, that's okay, as long as you're asleep within an hour earlier or later than your usual bedtime. Anything more than an hour will actually disrupt your sleep negatively. You also don't have to worry if you don't always hit every task that's part of your routine, or if you don't complete your routine in the same order each night. These really are just little habits and little triggers that tell your brain, okay, it's time to wind down and it's time for us to go to sleep. So as an example, here are some tasks and items that I include in my bedtime routine. So for example, the first thing I like to do is drink a hot cup of chamomile tea. I take a long shower. And after my shower, I like to take care of my oral skin and hair care. So for example, brushing my teeth, putting moisturizer on my face, putting a product in my hair to keep it moisturized. And when I lay in bed, I like to journal. I do use my phone. I use the 5-minute journal app. I know you're not supposed to, but this is what keeps me journaling, and I try to just limit it to that. Another couple things that I like to do is turn on some background noise or music on my phone. You can also get a white noise machine if you'd rather not have your phone in your bedroom at all. And I also like to use essential oils for aromatherapy at night. I really like to use lavender and clary sage together. I think they're very calming, and I think they really do help me sleep better. There are also some things that I'm trying to incorporate into my bedtime routine. So for example, I already told you that I struggle to go to sleep and wake up at the same time. And that's something that's so crucial for a strong bedtime routine and for healthy sleep hygiene. I want to start meditating and reading more frequently at night. I don't do that every night, but I always love when I do. And I want to start only using a sunrise alarm clock, which is an alarm clock that does mimic the sunrise and that natural light that you'd get first thing in the morning. And by doing that, I hopefully eliminate the need for my phone. So as you can see, there are a ton of different ways that you can improve your sleep hygiene and bedtime routines, and there are plenty of good reasons as to why you should do that. I've only covered a few of them, and I've only covered a few tips and tricks that work for me, but there are a lot of ideas out there. And you, like I said, you just have to listen to your body and try different things to figure out what'll work best for you. If you're interested in learning more about sleep hygiene or your circadian rhythm, I would recommend checking out sleep.org, which is part of the National Sleep Foundation. And if you enjoyed this post, please share it with your friends. If you want to connect with me in other ways, you can find me at Samantha K. Bender on Twitter and at the Life You Love blog on Instagram. I'm still figuring out whether or not audio would be part of my blog post permanently, so I'll keep you updated, and if it is, I'll also provide a link to my podcast page so you could subscribe and automatically get my new blog post and new audio there. Until then, thanks for listening and check in soon for my next blog post. All right, thanks guys.